Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. On this day in 1951, Mexican chemist Luis E. Miramontes completed the synthesis of norethisterone, the basis of an early oral contraceptive. Several blockade actions called for by the pro-Kurdish alliance Rise Up for Rojava against the Turkish military offensive against the Kurds in northeastern Syria took place in Berlin yesterday. In the morning hours, activists demonstrated against German arms exports in front of the ThyssenKrupp at the Friedrich Krauss Uwe in Moabit, and then moved on to the Bundeswehr office in Mitte. A blockade of the Turkish embassy in Tiergartenstrasse was also announced for Monday. During the week, protests will be held throughout Germany and in Berlin under the motto Jeder Tag ist Tag X, Aufruf zum Handeln, or Every Day is Day X, Call to Action. For example, there's a call for the blockade of offices, exhibition rooms, and production facilities of German defense contractors who can potentially supply weapons to Turkey. On Wednesday, it's reported that activists want to invade the editorial offices of local newspapers, television, and radio stations to demand truthful reporting from the point of view of the activists. The protests began since the beginning of the Turkish invasion. Last Thursday, several pro-Kurdish demonstrations occurred through Mitte and Kreuzberg, and according to reporting, when Turkish nationalists provoked demonstrators, they were attacked by angry protesters and the police intervened. The preliminary docket as of yesterday morning is at 6 arrests and 17 criminal investigations because of serious breach of the peace, dangerous bodily injury, and attempted liberation of prisoners. 29 permanently installed speed cameras, or blitzers, are supposed to remind Berlin drivers of the indicated maximum speed on the roads. However, instead of deterring them, the cameras are capturing speeders more and more frequently. In the period from January to June of 2019, there were 178,712 speed offenses. In 2018, there were a total of 212,770, as can be seen from an answer given by the Senate administration at the request of CDU politician Peter Trapp. In 2018, the average number of trigger cycles was 583 per day. And in the first half of 2019, it was around 980 times a day. The system on the A100 urban motorway in the Britzer Tunnel is at the top of the, quote, most successful speed camera list, followed by those at the Schildhornstrasse corner of Grützenerstrasse, Osloer Strasse corner of Kolonistrasse, and Siemensdamm corner of Nicholas Gross Weg. The increase is also noticeable in the city finances. Nearly 3.7 million euros were collected in 2018 by fines incurred by stationary speed camera photos, and this figure was almost reached in the first half of 2019. In comparison, the total costs for the operation of the stationary systems are rather manageable. In 2018, the total was about 136,460 euros. And the operating costs in the first half of 2019 were around 62,080 euros. The costs for the construction of new units are also kept within limits compared to the revenues. 11 new speed cameras were added in 2018. The costs for the system at Ernst Reuter Platz, which went into operation in April of 2018, amounted to about 107,480 euros. The new system on the BAB 111 cost 193,590 euros, and the remaining 9 sites were built by a single company. The total cost was 1.1 million euros. For a list of all stationary speed cameras in Berlin, please follow the link in our show notes. The university lecture period for 190 to 195,000 students began yesterday in Berlin. This is the result of the first extrapolation by the Senate Chancellery, Science and Research on State, Denominational, and Private Universities, submitted to the German press agency. According to official statistics, the number of students in the city was at 192,000 in 2018. According to data from the Senate Chancellery, the number of students in Berlin has grown massively by around 60,000 since the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. Berlin's head of government and science, Senator Michael Mueller of the SPD, stated, quote, "Thanks to reunification in the past 3 decades, Berlin has developed into the largest science destination in Germany and is now one of the world's most popular places for students. In comparison, in 1989, Berlin had 108,000 students in the West and 25,000 in the East." Mueller went on to emphasize the fact that more than 190,000 students are expected to attend and that a good third of the newly enrolled freshmen have recently come from abroad, and it confirms the high quality of the universities and the attractiveness of the city as a whole. Data presented by the Federal Statistical Office at the beginning of the year also confirms Berlin's special appeal for first-year students. According to the study year 2017, the capital city had the largest migration gain of all federal states, which means that more young people migrated to Berlin from other federal states than to any other. Per the data given in the Berliner Morgenpost, 37,000 students are currently enrolled in a new course of study at the 11 state universities, the majority of them in bachelor's degree programs, and nearly 10,000 people are enrolled in master's programs. The numbers are based on initial reports from the 11 universities as well as empirical values, such as late reports. The final figures for the 2019-2020 winter semester should be available in a few weeks, and the lecture period will last until mid-February of 2020. It's common to see Berlin dogs running on playgrounds, romping without a leash in busy pedestrian zones and parks, and even on trains. This is forbidden, according to the dog law, however, but the observance of the rules is rarely checked by authorities. As of yesterday, though, this is changing. The local public order offices are serious. Under the direction of Mitte, security service employees will enthusiastically be out on patrol all this week, delving out fines. So, leash your doggos, Berlin. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.